Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to continue the talk I started yesterday about leaf canisters for your suction side cleaner, and I just kept going on about the different canisters, so I figured I would split it into two podcasts so that I can continue with the content and you wouldn't lose any information. So I'm going to continue talking about the different leaf canisters from the major manufacturers and from the more smaller or generic type manufacturers. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. And so I was talking yesterday at the end when I stopped about how annoying it is for the Pentair leaf trap, how it clouds up from being in the pool and the sun hitting it and you can't see if there's debris in there. And I'm going to continue now talking about the Hayward canisters at this point. So that's why I prefer the Hayward W530, because that canister does not fade over time. And so it's probably a better choice if you're going to use it for your automatic cleaner versus the Pentair leaf trap, which is not a bad canister. It does a great job. It's just that after time, the plastic will cloud up and you can't see in there. So those are the Hayward and Pentair canisters. I definitely recommend those. They're a good choice. The Hayward has a little edge over the Pentair. And then you have the Zodiac leaf canister, the CLC500. And this is made specifically, but not exclusively, for the Zodiac cleaners with the locking hoses, the MX6, MX8, MX8 Elite, MX6 Elite. They have a couple bouncing type cleaners that use the locking type hoses. These locking type hoses are really irritating for the service guys, because we have like a ton of universal hoses in our backyard, but we can't use them because Zodiac has changed into these locking hoses. Now, the benefit of the locking hoses are that they're very durable and long-lasting. So one side benefit is that they are very long-lasting. You probably rarely need to replace one of these Zodiac locking hoses unless you break the plastic clip portion of that hose. So rest assured they're going to last a very long time. It's just a drawback when you're trying to connect the locking hose type cleaners to a Pentair canister or a Hayward canister, which can be done. I have a video on connecting it to that, connecting a Hayward and a Pentair canister to a Zodiac cleaner with a locking hose. But you're pretty much stuck with the Zodiac leaf canister if you do buy an MX6 or MX8 cleaner. It's made specifically for that cleaner, and the locking hoses snap right into that canister. And it's not a bad canister. I really like the canister. It sits kind of different in the water, so you have to be careful that you have it set perfectly vertical in the pool and it's not tilted, otherwise it could suck some air because the O-ring is on top, so the canister part sits under the water. So this is actually a great canister for those pools with automatic pool covers. We have a lot of those here in Southern California, where it's a key operated cover and it covers your pool for you. A typical leaf canister floats a little bit too high in the water sometimes, and the cover gets caught on it. So any pool that has a automatic cover on it, I'll use a Zodiac leaf canister. It does come with the adapters for the universal hose cleaner, so you can connect a regular cleaner to it, no problem. And it's great for those pools that have the automatic covers, because it sits in the pool, and all you see is the top of the canister, and the bottom is underneath it, which is really great. The only drawback that I've heard is that it gets clogged up with particle debris, so you have to clean it often. You can't go long periods without cleaning out the leaf canister. However, it's super easy to clean. The lid just snaps right off, or twists right off, and you can dump the debris out very easily. It's just a little bit of a hassle factor that you got to clean it every week versus the Hayward or the Pentair canister. You can maybe go 2 or 3 weeks without cleaning it, but the Zodiac Leaf canister, you probably have to clean it out every week so that it has better flow through that canister. There's a centerpiece that the debris gets trapped in. It's a plastic centerpiece, and sometimes, like I said, small particle debris will clog it up, and you're going to see a reduction in the canister's ability to pick up debris. So again, it's not a bad canister. The plastic is very durable. When I did the tour of the Zodiac factory, I saw all their testing of the plastic they use for their cleaners and for the canister, and the plastic is excellent. I've had some original ones when they first came out still on my route. You can still see through the plastic. The O-ring is very durable too. I think one thing that I like about the Zodiac Leaf canister is that the O-ring doesn't stretch out like in the Hayward and Pentair one. And so I have not had to change an O-ring in the Zodiac Leaf canister on any of the canisters on my route. So I give a nod to Zodiac for making a canister where the O-ring doesn't stretch out on you. And it's a really solid Leaf canister. So besides the Hayward W530, the second choice that I use is the Zodiac Leaf canister. And of course, I'll use that for all the Zodiac locking hose type cleaners. That's just a default one for that. But I will use it for other cleaners also, because I really like the design of the canister and it does a great job. And then you have off-brand canisters. The one that I've tried on my route, which I really like, is one of the only off-brands that I'll use. If you shop at Superior SCP, they have a really cheesy version of the Hayward W560. I don't recommend it. It's a really bad canister. In fact, they stopped carrying the Hayward W560 at my outlet, and they went over to their branded canister, which is no good. So that particular generic canister is off the list. But Jacuzzi, it's made by Leslie's Pools. It's a Jacuzzi JDC, and they have two sizes, small, and they have a large one. What I like about these canisters is the O-ring is set in the lid really, really well. It's kind of almost hidden in there, and it's really thin, so you're not going to have the stretching problem that you have with the other canisters. I also like the fact that it comes with a mesh bag as well as a plastic insert. And the plastic insert is better than the Hayward W560. The holes are a little bit smaller, so a lot of debris doesn't get through there. So it's actually a solid canister. I think it also has the same design as the Hayward canister, so you can connect a female and male hose to it, no problem. And it's really a really well-made canister. Easy to empty, the lid comes off really easily. The only drawback that you're going to have with this canister is that since in order to lube up the O-ring, you twist the handle and the handle will come off and slide down and you can access the O-ring. Sometimes when you're putting the lid on or taking it off, you'll actually unlock the handle on accident, and then you have to relock it and kind of mess with it a little bit to get it to go back on. And then sometimes if you don't have the lid on perfectly correct, or if there's some debris stuck in that lid area where the O-ring's at, the canister will suck some air. Very easy to fix, just take the canister out and hose it off real quick and put it back in. So I have about 4 of the Jacuzzi canisters on my route. They seem to be a very solid canister, very well made, and I think they're going to hold up really well with the Hayward and the Pentair canisters as a good choice for a Leaf canister. Again, I think they're all great canisters with some drawbacks. The Hayward W530, the handle's kind of weak, and the lid could be hard to get off. Other than that, it's a great canister. Pentair Leaf Trap, the hinge will eventually, or the latch will eventually break off, and the canister will fade. You won't be able to see inside there, but it's not a bad choice. The Zodiac Leaf canister is made specifically for the locking hoses, but they have the adapters for universal hose cleaners. So you can connect a creepy crawly or a pool cleaner or navigator to it, no problem. The only drawback is you got to empty it more often, I think, than the other canisters for the way it's designed. And Jacuzzi makes a solid canister also. And there's also other off-brand canisters you can find online at different retailers and Amazon. But I would stick with the name brand canisters for sure. Nothing wrong with buying a good manufactured OEM canister for your cleaner. And again, they're a little bit cleaner specific. Hayward is made more specifically for the Hayward cleaners. If you use it on a Pentair cleaner, you're going to lose one hose section. The Pentair cleaners are made for the Pentair cleaners, but they do have the 3-inch adapter for the Hayward cleaners. It won't really work too well with the locking hose cleaners that Zodiac makes. And the Zodiac makes their leaf canister more or less specifically for their locking hose cleaners like the MX-8, MX-6 Elite. And the Jacuzzi canister is designed to accept the male end hose like the Hayward canister, not the female end like the Pentair leaf trap. So, you know, there's many choices for the canisters. I think there's no reason to be running your suction side cleaner without a canister. I think you're asking for trouble if you're running it without a canister. You could actually have a clog in your pool, or the cleaner's ability or the pool itself will lose its ability to function properly as the pump basket gets clogged up with debris. You're going to see a drop-off in the water quality because the filtration is going to suffer. And you may even have your pump get clogged up at the impeller from all the debris being pulled in by the cleaner. But suction side cleaners are a great way to keep your pool clean. Again, it's like having your manual vacuum running all the time with the hoses in your pool. But a canister is definitely a must-have accessory with the cleaner. And again, I urge the manufacturers to start selling the cleaners with the canister inside the box. This podcast is also brought to you by InnoPools.com. InnoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. And if you need more information on leaf canisters, you can definitely visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Under automatic cleaners, you can find a webpage on these canisters, and you can also order them with the links provided there. Definitely make it easy for you to get a canister for your cleaner if you don't have one. And if you do pool service for a living and you need more one-on-one help, you may want to check out my coaching program, where you can contact me by texting me in real time for $10 a month or calling me for $20 a month. Plus, there are other great benefits of being in the group. You can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.